I believe that they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
you're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like
that we said before.
His only option. Man on Hell's Kitchen. Gabriel hates you.
When the economy goes down. So.
The blood panel of my vitamin minerals.
Yeah. This is a guy from. This is a guy talking from Woodstock.
I'd say Yankees Dodgers.
Yeah.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We have a very special guest with us today. Shane McKenna is back.
Hi.
This is his fourth or fifth episode, so Shane, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back, Doug.
You just got back from another trip, right?
Yeah, man. The Blue Ridge Parkway I just did. It's a mountain highway in between Virginia and North Carolina. It's about 500 miles of scenic mountain views, and there's lookout spots all over the highway. My dad did it a couple years back, and he recommended I should do it. And it connects.
Nice.
It
connects. Well, you're made for that type of
life.
Yeah,
yeah, I was. It connects the two national parks.
Yeah.
And whatchamacallit, connects Shenandoah National Park with Great Smoky Mountain National Park. I've been to both the national parks before, but I never went on this highway.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see the highway because it had some pretty cool spots on it. And I was
nice.
Like, I need to go out there. I car camped the entire thing. It was pretty easy.
Wait, so you slept in the car? Or you, like, lived in the car?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I did. I don't know.
Must be nice.
They were charging, like, $180 for a hotel for, like, one night. I was like,
that's not bad. $180 isn't bad.
Well, I mean, if you multiply that by 5 days, or 7 or 5 days, it adds up quick. So,
well, I paid like $500 in Charleston.
You paid $500 well, you got to think about the gas, the food, and everything else. It kind of all adds up.
Oh, yeah,
up.
That's true.
So it kind of all adds up.
You were driving around. I stayed in the hotel. I walked. Everything was walking distance.
Yeah.
I drank, exactly. So,
So, and plus, it was more convenient.
Well, I probably spent more on drinks than you spent.
Exactly. And plus, it was more
your hotel.
It was more convenient because it's 500 miles of mountain scenery. So it's like, I don't want to get a hotel or an Airbnb.
I want to keep going. You want to enjoy the mountains. You don't want to like do anything else.
Yeah, I want to keep going too. Like, hey, I'll hit this spot. Yeah, I don't want to be paying for hotel services and shit like that, you know? Unless I go to an island or something like that. But if I'm going to another state, and I only do this specifically in the summertime. I don't do this in the winter.
You should, with all the snowy mountains.
Well, I mean, if I did do it with those snowy mountains.
You got to do Colorado then.
Well, I mean.
The Rocky Mountains.
I'd love to do the Rocky Mountains, but it's just like funding wise, you know. I mean, I could do it, but I'm weird.
Shane.
Whatchamacallit. But it was pretty cool. They had a state park up there called Mount Mitchell State Park, and it's like the mountain is about 6,600 feet.
That's not bad.
And you drive your car all the way up, and then you go to a lookout spot. So I went there at night, and there was a lightning storm in the background.
Yeah.
And then you looked up, and there was the night sky, and it was like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever I've seen, yo. And it's just like, it's so surreal looking at that stuff, and it's just like, wow. And then when I was driving on the highway, I was literally floating above the clouds. It was like, it was so surreal. It was really cool.
Nice. Again, if you're just joining us, we got Shane McKenna on. Shane, welcome back.
Hi.
In less than 9 days, we'll be cruising.
Yeah, cruising for a bruising.
Can't wait. It should be a fun time. Fun time on the ship. Oasis of the Seas. We're making a vlog. We're going to be making a vlog. Because no one vlogs like I do.
Yeah.
We got the mics. We'll be mic'd up. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
James is my camera guy. Can't wait. It's going to be a fun time. Cruise. I love cruises. It's probably the best vacation you could ever do. For the amount of money you pay, it's worth it.
You know what my brother's doing right now? It's kind of crazy since we're doing this cruise. Me and him have a bit of a competition going.
What's the wager?
He's in the Navy right now, and he's doing his own cruise right now out in the Pacific Ocean, and he just went through the Panama Canal.
Nice.
So, I mean, I got to kind of top that, you know. It's tough.
Again, if you're just joining us, we got Shane McKenna on. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we got much more to get to. Season 7 is just right around the corner, so we look forward to that. I'll be on the cruise. Season 6 ends next Thursday, and Season 7 will be kicked off with the vlog. So, but you'll have the first episode of Dougie and the Boys later on when I get back. So we'll be right back. Shane McKenna, ladies and gentlemen.
So, are you delusional to say Chicago?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. Okay, I'm done. Okay. I'm done.
Jimmy, see what you made her do? You made her walk out.
I don't want to hear
this.
This is a guy talking from Woodstock and taking pills. He's worried about being wholesome and natural.
He asked what I wanted to drink, yes, so I told him I wanted the Malibu. We were in the casino.
Yes, but...
Here's Chef Hector
running the show at the Monkey Bar. Yes,
Hector made it on the camera. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Shane McKenna joins us here at the Serravo Broadcasting Studios. So, Shane, how's life, man?
Life is good.
Yeah?
Life is good.
Got any girls? Meet anyone?
I mean...
Date anyone? No, been on a few dates?
Not really. I mean, I kind of keep to myself for now.
Yeah, traveling.
Traveling, you know, just focusing on myself more than going out, you know, and stuff like that. Because, I mean, if you don't do that stuff, you're not really that interesting, you know. I mean...
Yeah, you got to enjoy your life first, and then,
for real,
then,
yeah,
then you'll be like, able to settle down with someone.
Correct, yo. So, I mean, like, I want to be, like... And, like, it's... I mean, I focus on my career, and I focus on my household and all the other stuff, and I focus on my traveling, and it's just like I always kept it in the back burner for a while.
Yeah, so that's, but it'll be nice to travel with a girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm looking for that like the hiker girl, you know?
The hiker girl.
So, I mean,
so if there's any girls out there, Shane needs a hiker girl.
Yeah, like a granola.
Like
girl.
I need a sports girl.
Yeah, like you need a sports girl. I need a hiker.
We can have our own, my girl and I, whoever she may be. We can have our own podcast or
like,
whatever.
I mean.
And you need a girl to go hiking with.
Yeah, I need a girl to go hiking with. Like, I found out what I need. I, like, literally need this. Like, you need a sports girl. I need a hiking girl. Like,
I need a Trump girl, too.
Like, the girls have a lot of the girls have their, like, I need this guy with this certain qualities and this certain things, yo. They have that checklist, and we got our checklist, so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's somebody out there for me. Or just, like, I mean, I still.
Hey,
like,
hey, you never know. Maybe you'll find her on the cruise.
Maybe. I don't know.
You'll either find her or she'll be the one that got away.
Okay.
She'll be the one that got away.
But even if I don't find a woman, I get to still enjoy my life, bro.
Yeah,
still
live
your life to the fullest, bro.
It's not everything in the world, but it's
not
a
really
good feeling.
Everything in the world, bro. It's a good feeling, but it's really not everything.
Yeah.
If you get one, you get one. If you don't, you don't. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Words of wisdom from Shane McKenna.
For real.
I love how our podcast, our episode is just like complete whatever we decide to talk about. Like, there's no agenda to it.
No, there isn't.
Like,
really.
The sports shows, we have the agenda, and then the political hour is whatever Jim and Carolyn decide to debate on.
What about Lois Fontanez?
Same thing. But yeah.
I mean, I like just going around, just exploring, checking out new places, like. That highway was so cool. It was just like 500 miles, and there was just a lookout everywhere you went. It was just like, wow. You just look into the horizon. And the reason why they call it the Blue Ridge Parkway is because every lookout, and you look over, it literally looks like a blue ridge.
Yeah.
So
I get what you mean.
Yeah, it's that's why they call it that.
I get what you mean by that. That's cool. That's interesting.
And it's interesting. Like, you're in, as soon as you're done with the Blue Ridge Parkway, it dumps you in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh, nice.
And then It's like the Great Smoky Mountains are like a completely different mountain range, it looks like, but it was like 5 minutes away. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. It was like this. Wow, this is a complete. This looks so cool though. But yeah. I love the Smoky Mountains. It was my second time being there.
Must be nice. What are you looking forward to the cruise?
I really am. I mean, I've never been on one.
The drinking package, the girls.
I've never been on a cruise. My parents have. My mom has been on one. I've been on two. My dad's been on one. My brother's on a little Navy ship, so I consider that a cruise. You know what I mean? My grandparents have been on one, so I mean, I'll try one now.
I think the vlog is probably going to be my favorite part.
Yeah, like, hell yeah. Like, we'll be on there.
And then we're going to show it to the people.
We already look up Oasis of the Sea, get a 4K.
Dave Fisher's going to watch the vlog. He wants to see it. Me and you. He's already laughing about it. He's like, oh, I can't wait to see what you guys do on the vlog. He's like, the first day he was like, I think we're on break. He was like, I heard you and Shane are going on the cruise. I would love to see a camera crew following you guys. I'm like, Dave, Fisher boy, don't worry. I'm doing a vlog. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, man. I mean, I can't believe how far I've come. Just this far already.
Yeah, from the podcast. Yeah, the first podcast.
I met you at work, and I already worked at the place for a couple of years.
The first podcast we did, you're like, okay.
Okay, job interview.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can actually put it up here for you, and we could listen to it. Because you're the first episode, Shane. I don't get it. It was very, very low-key.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little camera shy, so.
So if I could find it, that would be great. I have so many of them up here. Don't know which one is which. See, what I have to do is I have to remember the name of the episode. When did we do it?
2021.
Was it 2021?
Yeah, it was like 2021, 2022, around that time frame, I believe.
Because
you came up to me at work. You're like, Shane, you want to do my, want to come on to the podcast? I'm like,
well, everyone knows about it now.
Yeah.
Well, and then we got, because we got Jonathan on, we got Dave on, so everyone. Everyone knows about it. If I could play this to see how it's, and then we did one with how many did we do?
We did a few. So
we did one with Carolyn and Jim. Yeah. We did one with just you. Then we did one in the garage. We did another one. I think this is your fourth episode.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, I think this is number four.
I like doing this. I always wanted to start a YouTube channel, but I never really had the equipment do it. But since I found you, I was like, wow, bro, I really want to do this. Because, I mean, I was just watching a Mr. Beast video the other day, and literally they were like, let's do a $1 vacation towards versus a $250,000 vacation. I don't know if you guys watch Mr. Beast, but, I mean, he's pretty really cool with the YouTube videos. This is really outlandish. What do you think, Doug, of Mr. Beast?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
You don't know Mr. Beast?
I have no idea.
Oh, man, Doug. He's the most number one YouTube guy.
I don't understand. I really have no clue, honestly. That's 2023. September 20th. That was a different one. I've got so many ones with you. I don't remember the name of it.
Nature Talk with Shane.
Yeah, but it's not coming up on the...
I saw it the other day on my feed for my YouTube channel. Doug?
Yeah?
I did see it the other day, but my phone is dead right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I didn't have the charger. So I'll go on YouTube, actually, and I'll share the screen.
Nature Talk with Shane McKenna.
Yeah, that was the name of the episode. But usually I have the videos downloaded where I could just get it and play it.
And I still like the beach, even though I like to talk about mountains a lot, but I prefer mountains.
Well, don't worry. We're going to talk some politics.
Yeah.
We're talking some politics.
Hike, maybe.
All right, this is great. This is before the renovated studio. All right, so video file. No, we got a share screen. All right, and it'll just play for us because you came a long way. Because this was like a job interview, the way we were like, it was like question answer.
In Argentina, like the Andes Mountains, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Are you a swimmer or not really?
I can swim. But I'm not like a swimmer. Like,
yeah.
I bet I can swim.
Because I think that Mediterranean Sea is like in Italy, I believe.
Yeah.
Would you ever like take a swim in that? Or
yeah.
Yeah? You could do that?
I would.
You want to put money on the line?
What do you mean, money on the line?
If you do it or not?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's enough.
But yeah, what a progress from the first episode.
Oh, I mean, I got a little more comfortable doing this. So.
Yeah, well, then you did one with Jim.
Yeah, I did one with him.
We did one outside.
Yeah.
And then we did one in the garage because it was in a pool.
Yeah.
And then if we have something when we get back from the cruise, we could do another one with them. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to finish the show talking some politics. Dougie's Political Hour, if I have the commercial up here. Actually, I'm going to get it right now because we have a show, Dougie's Political Hour. It comes, we play it within, family parties, family gatherings. Whenever Luis wants to come by, we'll talk some politics if I have a special guest on. Dougie's Political Hour. So I'm looking forward to see where this goes. It's going to be an interesting show. Again, season 7 starts in just a few, I wouldn't say weeks, I say less than a week and a half. We'll be right back. Season 7, just in a few weeks. And when we get back, Shane McKenna and I, we're going to talk some politics, the Trump indictment, the big news of Trump and his indictment, whatever you want to call it. We'll be right back.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard.
All right, we are back on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Shane McKenna is back, ladies and gentlemen. When Shane is on, it's a free-for-all episode. It's a free-for-all episode. We talk about whatever we want, from his hiking trails to girls, the dating life, the politics, whatever we decide to talk about. Now we're talking politics, Shane.
All right. I got some few bones to pick, okay? So.
All right. Let me start. This is my show. Let me start. It's Dougie's Political. It's Dougie's Political Hour, not Shane Talk. So it's amazing how obsessed the mainstream media and how obsessed the career politicians and the establishment are of Donald Trump. Everything is Trump, 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 Trump. And it's because the establishment is scared of him that he's going to expose everything about career politicians,
mm-hmm.
about the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bidens. And they're so afraid. And I just find it amazing how he got indicted in, I don't even know how to say it. He got indicted over challenging an election. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton complained about the 2016 election loss. Nancy Pelosi cried about the election loss. So it's just funny to me how they are obsessed over Donald Trump. Not because they think they're better, but because they're scared of the damage he can do to the establishment.
Mm-hmm. You want my take?
Yeah, let's hear it.
First off, Donald Trump is a billionaire, and he cannot be bribed, bought, and he's literally doing this to fix Washington, I think.
Yeah.
He's doing this for the people. And to be honest...
That's why they want him out.
Just from seeing Joe Biden in his past 3 years as president...
Who, Brandon? Let's go, Brandon.
What do you mean? Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a whole Ukraine crisis. Let's first go with that. Okay. So Congress, we're part of NATO. So obviously we're going to be drawn into that little conflict with indirectly. They started sending them money. Okay. Like, we signed treaties back in the 1950s because saying we'll help each other out.
Yeah.
We're part of these.
We shouldn't. We should be helping America.
Correct. Now we have a problem. They sent a lot of money to Ukraine. They sent a lot of war materials and stuff. And now we have Maui on fire.
Oh, yeah. I think they got like $700. Well, let's keep giving Ukraine. Let's keep giving Ukraine money.
Yeah, let's keep giving Ukraine money, but
our money.
Our own country has a natural disaster. Our own country has a natural disaster. Matter of fact, not just one, but three, all within like around the same time.
Last time I checked,
there was like a hurricane that hit California a little bit. I don't know if it was big.
Yeah, but hold on. I want to make a point. Last time I checked. I'm the one that wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning for work.
Yeah, correct. Me too. I do that too.
I don't see the government. I don't see the government at my job.
No.
Why do they have the right to take money out of my paycheck? Last time I checked, the government works for me. Correct. I tell them what to do. They don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. So
tolls, fees, permits, fines.
Taxes. We got beautiful American national parks that are crumbling. Yo, I mean, I don't want
realistically, them. That is stealing our money. Our hard-earned money.
Correct. Now.
But the sheep don't care. Oh, take my money, government. Oh, take it. Just take it all. Give it to Ukraine.
Yep. Now.
Take my money.
I'm begging you. No, Doug, we had another natural disaster. Hurricane, how do you say, with the one that just hit Florida? I don't know.
I mean, you had Hurricane Hillary, Hurricane...
I don't know how to say it. I don't know what they say.
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, we had two hurricanes.
Let's just call it Hurricane Joe.
Hurricane Joe. Hurricane Joe that just hit Florida. Florida had a bunch of flooding. There's probably going to be some property damage down there. You know, it's hurricane season, okay? Why is it, I mean, that we're sending money to Ukraine when we could be helping our own people? What is the purpose? I think I know there's something. There's something they're doing that is sending money to Ukraine.
And we're not going to say it because I'm keeping my show.
Yes,
we know exactly, but we're not saying it.
Well, we're not going to say anything.
I'm not losing my channel. Nicole Janney was on my show and said something, and the episode got taken down. Still on Apple Podcasts, but YouTube, we're not taking chances.
Okay,
we're not taking chances. But we have how we feel.
We know
what's going on.
And also, inflation has gotten a little out of hand under his.
Let's just be real, Shane. Everything has gotten worse under Joe Biden.
It really has gotten. When I was in, when I like,
what has Kamala done? What has Kamala Harris done in her time?
I'm the first woman president. I'm the worst woman VP.
What else has she, done?
That's it. That's all she did.
Laugh like a hyena? What has she done?
Now, if there's a reason I... when Donald Trump came into the White House, it was an economic boom time.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I graduated high school in 2015. If I...
10 years almost.
If I went to college right out of high school, I'd be fucked right now.
Must be nice.
I'd be screwed right now. And then Donald Trump got in a bit of an economic boom. Okay, so business was up, and I was not going to let that opportunity go out. So I joined Costco, and it worked out really well working for them. So, I mean, I did really well under Trump. Now, these Biden administration has really kind of squeezed a lot of people. They can't buy houses. They can't do a lot of things. And it's really affecting a lot of Americans and a lot of young people that want to get their lives on the way. Right, Doug?
Of course.
Like, I just went up the road. A two-bed, two-bath, four-acre property is $800,000. What do you think, Doug?
What?
Like, there's a house literally right up the road from me that they're selling. Two beds, two bath. There, with 4 acres of property worth $800,000.
What's the question?
I mean, that's just how bad. If, like, Trump was in office, this is, like, that house would probably be about a good $500,000. How is it in 3 years a house goes from $500,000 to $800,000?
That's
literally insane.
If Trump doesn't get in, we're done, honestly.
Yeah, like, the American middle class is...
We're done.
Done. And, I mean...
Me, not personally, but this whole country's done. I don't know. I do like Vivek.
Who's that?
He's running for president. He's an outsider. He's an entrepreneur.
I think
what they're going to do to what they did to Trump, they're going to do to Vivek.
I feel he's another Obama. I mean,
yeah, it could be. But
he even plagiarized one of his speeches.
Yeah, but Vivek said he loves Trump, so he's not part of the establishment. He never ran for office, just like Trump.
Correct.
So what I think is that when you look at, like, Chris Christie, come on.
Oh, God.
You're a clown. Look at Mike Pence. You backstab.
Yeah, you backstab
Trump. You look at...
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I like him.
I mean,
You look at DeSantis. I don't trust DeSantis.
No.
Good governor, but I think he'd be a controllable president.
Yes, correct.
I don't even
Disney's
know.
Basically control Disney.
I don't even know who else is running.
Controlling him,
I really
right now,
don't
currently.
Care. I really don't care who's running because I'm voting for Donald John Trump. I already know that. I know
I'm
who
voting
I'm
for
voting.
Him too.
When I'm already.
When
I'm
November
already
2024
the
comes
guy.
Along, Trump so, all the way.
Yeah, so I really don't care. Oh, you gotta pay attention to the debates. Watch what they gotta say. No, they're all the same. They're all controlled.
But
they're all bored.
If Trump gets back into the White House, it's just going to be 4 years with him. Who's going to be in the running candidacy next after Donald Trump?
Vivek.
It would be of him?
Yeah, I think Vivek would be the next guy. Or maybe his son. Maybe Donald Trump Jr. Who knows?
I mean,
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because...
I'm not voting for
2028. You know, like
I'm not voting for any career politician. I just put it that way. They're all the same. Don't matter who you are, Republican or Democrat. Republican has the better values and the better agenda. But at the end of the day,
and usually, like even before,
at the end of the day, I don't trust Chris Christie to get in there. Even DeSantis, no. He was a good governor. That's about it.
Yeah,
they're all controlled. That's how you got to put it. They're all controlled.
I mean, I feel controlled. What do you think, Doug? Are you controlled?
What do you mean?
Like, and just anywhere in your life.
Yeah.
You feel controlled?
When I ran for office.
Yeah.
It wasn't about me. It was about the Republican Party of Monroe. It was about the organization. Stick to the party. No, I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. I'm running for office. I'm doing what I want, what I think for the, is best for the people. Not an agenda for the town or for the organization. You're not telling me what to do. No one tells me what to do.
Correct, yeah. Another thing is, even just your local government
has... Yeah, I, when I ran, I saw how bad and corrupt it is. It's just, it's worse than Washington, D.C.
And your local government?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the
same. Because you don't know about your local government because you don't know all the people in your town.
But I ran for office, so I know. I know how corrupt it is. Oh, be careful. Don't say that on Facebook. You'll lose votes for the party. Oh, don't criticize this person. Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, so next time if I do run, which I probably will run again for office, I'm running as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take on the establishment. I'll challenge them. I'll see if I could win like that. But I'm not taking part in the two-party system.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we're going to have some final thoughts. All right, Shane McKenna, ladies and gentlemen. Getting a little tired over there.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on, because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So I
look at that water behind me, James. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. If you're just joining us, we got Shane McKenna on the show. He made his appearance back again here in Monroe Township at the Survival Broadcasting Studios. Last Thursday, David and myself and Jimmy, we were out in the Survival Garden. I believe we'll be doing our shows outside throughout the fall, unless the bad weather. But yeah, you know, you look at Trump. Media was against him since he announced his presidency. But if you followed Trump throughout his career, throughout his life, media always attacked him.
Yeah, they always did.
You know, when he was with Marla Maples and Ivanka and Ivana, he was on the headlines. For the last 40 years, the big storyline was Trump, 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 Trump. From his real estate life to his reality life.
Correct, yeah.
Through his presidency. Trump, Trump, Trump.
They've always bashed him. Final thought.
Don't have to be political. Could be about hiking. What are you looking forward to, the cruise?
And, the thing is with Trump is I hope they don't. What they're trying to do is they want to push it so that he doesn't campaign.
No, he could campaign.
I know, but like they want him to like be on trial and stuff, like so he doesn't have time to campaign. But now, what it's doing,
we're still voting for the guy.
We're still voting for him, exactly, because it's just like how they're trying to martyr him, you know. And
we're still voting for him, so it doesn't matter.
Because he gave us results, you know, that we wanted, that the American people wanted. Right, Doug?
Yeah. Kept his campaign promises. He did what he was going to do. Said what he was going to do and did it. Ugh. He said he was going to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. He made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. He said he was going to bring tax cuts. Did tax cuts. He said he was going to appoint pro-life judges. He appointed them. He said he was going to... work on border security. He worked on border security. Everything he said he was going to do, he did. Obama, Bush, Clinton all said they were going to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. They never did it.
How did they make it? What do you mean? Like,
or he recognized it as a...
Oh, recognized. Yeah, you can't make... Because it's a different country, you know? And so it's like he recognized it. I mean, that's...
Yeah, and no other president did that. They all say they're going to do something, but they don't do it.
Yeah.
My final thoughts is this. Don't be a slave to the system. Don't bow down to the government and think that you're supposed to respect everything they tell you.
And this is why I like to hike, because I don't feel a slave to the system.
Technically, you do. Technically, you are.
But
you're technically a slave to the system if you hike, if you want to go to the beach in New Jersey. Uh-oh, I can't go to the beach because I have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, like...
how much money is the government... No, let me put it this way.
Like, if I really wanted
to... Let me put it this way.
I could hike America.
Yeah, but let me put it this way. How naive and how stupid are the people of this country, not all, but some, to say, you know what? If I want to enjoy life, I'm going to pay for the beach in New Jersey.
Yeah.
No, fight against that. That's God's creation.
Yeah.
Why are you...
I didn't pay for a beach.
Why are you paying for that?
I didn't pay for a beach in Puerto Rico or Hawaii. Why am I paying for a beach that's murky water in New Jersey?
Because the government could do whatever they want. No one stands up to them, and they steal our money. It's simple.
Yes, correct.
It's simple.
I mean, like,
it's God's creation.
That's why I like the mountains. Like, I just drive to the mountains. I still got to pay a toll and stuff.
Like, when I die, Shane, God's not going to tell me, oh... It's $45 to get into heaven.
Yeah, if I die, I want to be cremated, and I want my ashes spread around Mount Washington or one of the mountains I like. I'll tell my kids or whatever. Another thing with the dating, if I do get married, I'm getting married in a national park.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen people have been doing that lately.
You know what I could do with your ashes?
What do you mean?
No, like if I had your ashes.
Yeah, if you had my ashes.
I could...
Just hike to the mountaintop.
No, I could go on a cruise and dump it in the ocean.
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. No, like, just hike to the mountaintop and then spread it around into the wind.
What's the difference?
Just hike to the mountaintop. I want you to go to the top of the mountain and do it.
All right.
I don't really see that. Oh, kids. My kids are going to have to do it because if I do have kids.
What's your kids' names going to be?
I don't know.
I have two names picked out for a son and daughter.
Oh, okay.
So. My son is going to be Michael Paul in memory of my friend and my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter's name is going to be Brooklyn. I don't know her middle name yet, but that's going to be her Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Michael in Brooklyn. I like that name. I think Brooklyn's a nice name for a girl.
Yeah. So like, if my kids, I'm gonna take my kids hiking with me. If I have kids, and
you have to meet a girl first.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
You have to meet a girl first.
And then if I pass away, my kids are gonna take my ashes.
Why are we talking about death?
My mom keeps telling me about what she wants to do when she passes away. So.
I don't get why we're talking about death.
I don't know. We just talked about it, so it's a free for all video.
Yeah, it's a free for all video, but I don't want to talk about us dying. Oh, Shane, this episode has been hilarious. I can't wait for Carl to listen to this. He's gonna die laughing in his car.
Carl, we love the new shirts.
I haven't seen them yet, but I guess they're good.
I'm not wearing them.
What an episode this was, Shane. The cruise is going to be fun. Carl, if you're listening to this, I'll send you the vlog, and you can watch it on your smart TV. You can see Shane and his... I don't even know how to describe this guy. All right, we'll see you guys next time. This episode of the Doug Serravo Show has been brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. The Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Every episode is brought to you by our good friends, Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. I got to find the video now because I'm not under the Dougie and Boys platform. I'm under Season 6. There it is. See you guys next time. I'm Doug Serravo, and we got... Say your name, Shane!
Oh, Shane.
Oh, this guy. See you guys next time.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave, Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
year. So, are you delusional to say Chicago?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy, you see what you made her? You made her walk out.
I don't want to hear it.
Left this place.
Yes. This is a guy talking from Woodstock and taking pills. He's worried about being wholesome and natural.
He asked what I wanted to drink, so I told him I wanted a Malibu. We were in the casino.
Yes, but...
Here's Chef Hector
running the show at the Monkey Bar. Yes,
Hector made it on the camera.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's pretty.